Today's Shiz Masechta Chulin Daf Lamed Hey, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, 13 lines from the bottom, Amud Ula. The Gemara now continues speaking about different situations where somebody eats something which may be Tumah, may have a different level of Tumah, and the Gemara speaks about what will that cause. Says the Gemara, Amu'ula ha'eichel shlishi shalchulun shenasa al-tahar sa'truma. As we discussed in the previous shir, there were people who were careful to eat food, specifically al-tahar sa'truma. They ate chulun, food is not truma at all, but because they were people who ate truma, and they didn't want to have different type of food in the house, some was truma and some was chulun, and they're going to get confused in the way they treat it. So they treated all their food, even the chulin that they had at home, they treated it like it was truma. If somebody eats food, which is a shlishi, but even though it's chulin, of course chulin normally never reach the level of being a shlishi, but they because they're treating the chulin as it is, they because they are treating their truma like it is truma, and truma can reach the level of shlishi, that individual, nifsul gufa melecha truma, even though what happens now is that even though he doesn't become a sheni, because still he is considered a shlishi l'tumah, and because he's a shlishi l'tuma, somebody in that category may not eat truma. Because the aloch is, just like a shlishi l'tuma, by truma may not be eaten, a person who is in the category of a shlishi may not eat truma either. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalan, what is Ula teaching us that we haven't already learned? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, shlishi, if somebody eats a food that's a shlishi, he's considered sheni l'kodesh, ve'ein sheni l'truma, b'chul shenasa truma, taras truma. So what is the deek from what we just said, that Rabbi Shua said in our previous year, that sheni hu d'lehavi, that's because he ate a shlishi, he doesn't become a sheni, but he does become a shlishi. And if he's a shlishi, truma may not be eaten by somebody who is a shlishi. So if that's the case, what has been taught here that we haven't already learned? Answer the Gemara, imahi, if we only had that Mishnah, havamine, we would think that according to Rabbi Yeshua, somebody who eats a shlishi, lo sheni hava v'lo shlishi hava, he's not a sheni nor a shlishi, he's entirely tahor. If that's the case, why did he speak about that he's not a sheni? He should have even said that he's not a shlishi. Because, says the Gemara, because I did the Omar, sheni b'kodesh, because when he spoke about kodesh, he did focus on the sheni halacha. That's why when he spoke about truma, Omar nami sheni b'truma, that he spoke about the sheni, but actually, it might be that his opinion is that if you eat a shlishi l'truma, you won't become a shlishi even. Kamashman, that's why Ula had to say that no, if you eat a shlishi, nifsel, you're going to be considered a person that may not eat tumah. Says the Gemara, Eis Rav Humnuna Lula, ask Rav Humnuna to Ula, the Mishnah Masechta Taharis. Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel teaches us, Ha Rishon Shebechulin. If you have a food that touched an avatumah, so as we've been learning, that means, for example, touch the sherets. If food that touched the sherets becomes a rishon shebechulin, it's tamei, he's tamei v'metama. And it has the ability, a rishon is such a serious tumah, that not only is it tamei, it gives off tamei. Hasheni, if somebody eats a food that is a sheni, poisel, it has the ability to make the truma shlishi, and as we've been learning in our shurim, a truma that's a shlishi is the final step of tumah, and therefore it's called posel, not tameh. Vein Matama, but it doesn't have the ability to spread Tumma further. Shlishi, if you have a food that's a Shlishi Latumma, but, and again, we are speaking here about Chulin, Shanas, or Taras Truma, as we began our shir, Necho Benazir Hadama. If you have a food that has Truma mixed into it, in other words, let's say you have a food that is Chulin, that you put into it Truma spices, that, and that's the way you're going to eat the food, that food that has in it Truma spices will be allowed to be eaten with Shlishi Latuma food that's Nas Chulin Nas Altaris Truma. Now, ask the Gemara E Amrit, that if we're going to say, as we've been saying, that if somebody eats a Shlishi Shel Chulin Shanas Altaris Truma, as Ula began our shiur today, the halacha will be that Nifsa Gufa Melecha Truma, that he may not eat Truma. So ask the Gemara, this person, by eating something which is a Shlishi L'tuma L'chulin Shanas Ataras Truma, became disqualified, became Tamei, to the degree that he may not eat Truma. So now, how do we give him to eat the food that has in it the spice of Truma? So finale mida the pasle legufe, are we allowed to feed him something that now that he's a Shlishi, he may not eat Truma? Amalei, so Ula respond. So how is this consistent, as the Gemara, with Ula's halacha that he began to share with? Amalei, to which Ula responded, Hanach l'nazir adema. Don't ask a question from that case. The leke kazaz b'chdei achilas pras. The halacha is that if somebody is tamei, he's not allowed to eat truma. It's only if he ate a kazayis of it b'chdei achilas pras, which many times we've discussed in our shiurim, is anywhere from 2-3 minutes to 9 minutes, different opinion. If you did not eat that much in that amount of time, it's not considered that you violated the halacha of eating truma when you're tamei. So now, when we're speaking about spice, there's not much spice that mixed in to a food. You certainly don't have in a food a kazayis that's eaten b'chtei achilas pras. And therefore, since it's never going to be a case that you're going to be violating the halacha of eating truma when you tamei, since there's no chiv misa, if somebody were to eat truma in that amount of time, even though throughout halacha there's halacha of chatzis shiras asur, but it's not going to be isur that would carry a punishment of somebody tamei eating truma, which carries the punishment of misa b'dei shemayim. So when somebody is tamei midaraisa, of course we'll be very strict and say that he can't eat even the slightest amount of truma. But this person only became tamei because he ate a food which is a shlishi. Since that tuma is only a tuma midrabanan, since that tuma is only a tuma drabanan, that's why Chazal were lenient. And again, even though that it's a chatzis shir, and even though, points out Tosfos, chatzis shir is also even by a suri drabanan, not only by suri deraisa, here there are many reasons to be lenient. Number one, it's a drabanan. Number two, you don't have a shir. Number three, you're not eating a straight chatzis shir of truma tamea. You're eating it mixed in with, you're eating it when it's only in a taruvus, when it's mixed in with other food, because as we said, we're speaking about where it's a spice that's mixed in to with other food. When you have all of these reasons to be lenient, says Ula, even though I started the shiur by telling you that somebody eats chulin that way, somebody eats a shlishi with chulin shenasa taras truma, we have to be machmer. Here, we would not have to be machmer. Says the Gemara, another similar halacha to the halacha that we've been learning. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Rebbe, ha'ichu shlishi shel truma atzma. That means somebody who eats a shlishi truma, which is a shlishi latoma, asalecho, he may not eat truma tahira at that point. However, muta liga, he's allowed to touch, and he doesn't make a tameh by touching it, because he's a shlishi. And as we've been saying throughout our shiurim, that a shlishi, when we come to truma, a shlishi doesn't make a revi by truma. So it says the Gemara, actually, the halacha that Rabbi Yochanan just taught us, and the halacha that Ula taught us, that Eichel Shlishi, that started the shir, that Eichel Shlishi Shechul Shenasa Atomas Truma Nasa Guf Malacha Truma, even though but there's no Tumas Maga, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish and Ula are saying the same halacha. So why were both necessary? Itzrich. Itzrich the Ula, Vitzlich the Rabbi Yonason. The Gemara says we needed both halachas. Dim Ula, if we only had the halacha of Ula, have him in a hani mili, when is he allowed to touch Truma? Bechul and Shanasa Taras Truma. Because as we learned, Chul and Shanasa Taras Truma is not really Tuma. It's only a Chumra that this person took upon himself. That Avol, Rabbi Yonason, who's speaking about Truma itself, the Negiyah, maybe we should be more machmer. That not only may he, that this individual not be allowed to eat Truma, he may not even be allowed to touch Truma. It's Shukta Rabbi Yonason, that's why we need Rabbi Yonason's din. Continues the Gemara. So now if we're learning from Rabbi Yonason's halacha, that we could be lenient, even by a person who ate truma, that's a shlishi. So certainly we could be lenient by truma, which was made by chul shenasa truma. And some adi, Rabbi Yonason, if we only had the locha, Rabbi Yonason, have a mina, hani mili truma, aval chulin. If somebody ate chul shenasa truma's truma, which as we just explained, is much less severe, maybe we could be so lenient and bechila namishari, we should let him, this person allow him to eat truma. Trichi, that's why Ula said no, that even by chul and shenasa, taras truma, we're going to have to be machmer. Says the Gemara, we're going to have to be b'mafker. Yosef Yitzchak b'Shmu b'Masa kameid Rav Nachman v'Yosef Kamer ha'echa shlishi shel chul and shenasa taras kodesh tar lach b'kodesh. He will be allowed to eat kodesh. She'en lecha she'os revi b'kodesh. The only time something can become that can make a revi, as we've been learning, is the halacha by kachim. It's not all kachim. It's only kachim mekudesh bavad. The only time a shlishi makes berevi is only something that has a kedushas haguf, something that's inherently kodesh. Certainly in our case, where it's only chul and shenas ataras kodesh, we don't say this halacha. And the way to understand this halacha, explain Rashi, because he says that the halacha that shlishi makes a revi is only with the Rabbanan. And where did the Rabbanan say that halacha? The Rabbanan said that halacha only by something which is kodesh mekodesh, something that has in it a kedushas aguf. And we often explained when we learned Masechta Zvachim and Masechta Menachos, there are two different types of hegdish. There's something that has a kedushas aguf, that's inherently kaidish, and there's something which is kedushas tamim, that the value has kedusha, but it's not inherently kaidish. So here we're learning that chul and shenasa taras kaidish certainly doesn't have in it inherent kedusha. Since it doesn't have in it inherent kedusha, the halacha is that it won't be able to pass on to revi. So only something like carbon meat or the chalas that are brought with a carbon toida, that those chalas get a kedusha saguf. But something that only has kedusha saguf, and certainly something that is only chulin shanasa ataras akodesh, which are really not hegdish at all, there the halacha does not say that it could pass on to a revi. And therefore, just like this shlishi we're learning now doesn't make a revi, so too somebody who eats this type of food does not create that his that he should not be allowed to, that he should not be allowed to eat kachin. Master Rav Chama, so Chama asked, Rav Shua has been teaching us in our shiur, shlishi, if somebody eats a food that's a shlishi, he becomes in the category of sheni l'kodesh, but he's not sheni l'truma. Bechulin shenasa taras truma. Rav Chama is teaching us that not only something that's made al taras truma, something that's made al taras l'kodesh, somebody who eats a shlishi becomes a sheni. And now the question is that why are we saying that he becomes a shlishi halav kodesh mekudeshu, and we're saying that it's not something that has inherent kedusha, and we're saying that something doesn't have inherent kedusha doesn't have the ability to make such tuma. Amalei hanach truma shana hanach truma ta'arosoi tuma etzel kodesh. Gemara introduces now a new concept. When we are careful with foods, so there are different levels and different reasons to be careful. We could be careful with a food because it's truma. We could be careful with a food because it's kodesh. We could be careful with a food that's chulin shenasa ataras truma. We could be careful with a food chulin shenasa atrumas ataras kodesh. The food that we're watching because it's truma, for as far as kodesh is concerned, even if it's a shlishi, it automatically for kodesh falls into the category of a sheni, and therefore somebody who eats it is considered like he ate a sheni. But something that is chulin shenasa ataras kodesh is a shlishi, even for kachin. And the Gemara is saying because when you eat a food that was made out chulin shenasa ataras truma, it's a lower level of shmira, and since it's a lower level of shmira, that's what Halacha says, that we can't consider it properly shomer as far as kodesh is concerned. But that's only when we're speaking about real kodesh, but not we're speaking about chulin shenasa ataras kodesh that was made as that's a shlishi is indeed a shlishi and can make a revi. Ask the Gemara, Menor Temra, from where do we take this concept, ask the Gemara, that if something is watched for one thing, it's watched for Truma, it's considered Tomei as far as Kodesh is concerned. Says the Gemara, the Tanan, there's a Mishnah Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, where the Mishnah identifies different levels that need to be watched. And if you watched it for a lower level, it's not considered watched for a higher level. We have Amoraites that are not careful to eat chulin b'tahara. Then you have Purushim. The Purushim were people that ate chulin b'tahara. Then you had Taras Truma, that you're treating the food like Truma. Then you have people that treat their food as it was kachim, Taras kachim. And then you have people that treat their food like it was a chatas. Chatas, it means a paras chatas. And the paraduma, and the mechatos that are made from the paraduma. And therefore, big day amoritz, even if you have a beggar amoritz that says that this beggar is tahor, it's considered medris, it's considered as if a zov sat on that beggar for people who are prushim. And then you'll have a person who's a parish, he's on that level. He only eats, as we said a moment ago, chulin b'taharim. His clothing are considered medris lo'ech le'truma. It's considered tamei for somebody who's careful to only eat truma. Big day lo'ech le'truma, somebody's careful to eat everything in the truma status, a medris l'kodesh. So we see that if you only watch for a lower level, it doesn't help you. If you only watch for a lower level, it doesn't help you for higher level. So I saw that a very nice word. The pasuk says that when Rivka wanted Yaakov to put on the begadim of Esav, and that's how they would fool Yitzchak, that it's not Yaakov, that it's Esav. The pasuk says, "V'tikach Rivka as big day Esav b'no agodl hachamudus ashiita b'bayis v'talbesh as Yaakov b'no akotn." And Rashi says, "What's the definition of chamudos hanakios, that they're clean?" Another pshat Rashi says, "Shechomenosa Nimrod, that he stole those clothing, he took those clothing from Nimrod." And then the pasuk says that ashiita b'bayis. And Rashi asked the question, like Kamanoshim Hoyla, Esav had many wives for Mafgreitzel Imoy. Why is he leaving his clothing by his mother? Al Shaybakib Masayim, he knew who his wives were, for Chajdan. So the question is, and that's why he didn't trust his wife. So the question is, so he left it by his mother. And the question is, what was he worried about his wife doing with those clothing? And also, what was the point that Chamudus, Rashi's first pshat, stresses they were clean? Why is the fact that they were clean so of a concern? So, the Horus Nosson explains based on our Gemara. Our Gemara just says that the Begadim of Anam Oritz are considered Tomei for a Parish. Yitzchak Avinu was certainly a Parish. The Gemara says that Avram Avinu, he was careful to eat all his food b'tahara, and certainly his son Yitzchak was that way, and certainly, as the Medrash teaches us, the animals, the carbon that Yitzchak was going to eat here was going to be a carbon Pesach, so he's certainly going to be very careful to keep it b'tahar. Esav knew that leaving his clothing by his wives, who were not careful and were tamei, would make the clothing tamei. How could he serve his father in clothing that is tamei? We're learning the clothing of an Amoritz is tamei for a parish. Esav, out of respect for his father, therefore said, I can't leave the clothing with my wives because they're going to become tamei, and then I can't serve food to my father that my father's makba to eat, chulim b'tahara. And here it's not just chulim b'tahara, it was going to be carbon meat. My father would certainly never agree to eat meat that would never agree to be served that way. And out of respect to his father, he left the clothing by his mother, by Rivka. And Rivka, as Rashi said, hachamudas, they were clean. What does it mean clean? It doesn't mean that they were clean, that they weren't dirty. Presumably, his wives, could have made sure about that as well, that the clothing should not be tamei. Rather, what it means is she made sure that the clean that they weren't tamei, and since they weren't tamei, that's why Esav could wear them as he was serving Yitzchak. And that was with the clothing that the Rivka had in her home that she gave to Yaakov to wear to when he came to serve Esav. Amalei Rava. So from here we see that if it's watched for one level, it doesn't help for another level. To which Rava says, Midrasas, comrade, you're bringing a rain from the clothing. Shani Midrasas, when we're speaking about clothing, says the Gemara, Shemitesh Avam Ishtanida. There is a special concern that a nida many times is considered really a zava. We're going to learn a masechta nida. And therefore, we have to be concerned if it's one level of Shmira, it's not another level of Shmira. Abba Peri, here when we're speaking in our shir about Peri, Lo Yamrinan, we don't necessarily say that what's Tameh for one level, what's Tar for one level is not for the other. Rav Yitzchak, that does say, Peri Nami Amar, that the halacha that was stated there in Masechta Chagiga, that if it's tar for one level, it doesn't mean anything for another level, was said also by Peri. Ask the Gemara of Masa Rav Yitzchak Medifti, or me, I mean with Peri, that if something is tar for Truma, it doesn't mean it's tar for Kodesh, but Tanan, there's another Mishnah in Masechta Chagiga. The Mishnah says that Amoritz can be trusted when he says that wine is tar and it can be used for Nesachim, that Shemen is tar, and it can be used for Nesachim. And the Gemara over there explains that the reason Chazal were this lenient is because if we're going to be strict and not let them donate wine and oil for the Nesachim, they're going to end up making their own Avodah Zarah and worship there. And therefore, we're lenient. The Rambam has another explanation. The Rambam says that even though the Amoratsim, as we're learning, were not really very careful, but when it came to Kachim, they were very careful. And therefore, I saw that the Achroinim actually say that the two Pshatim we just said, that the concern that they shouldn't make their own Abama, the concern that they believe by Kodesh, that's why when we combine these two reasons, that's why we trust them. But Tanan, and the Mishnah says, Omar, Hefrashi L'toich Revius Kodesh, if somebody has a barrel of Truma, and he says, I mixed in here Kodesh wine, Neman. V'loi, Kometaminim Truma L'Kodesh. And we're not concerned that the Truma will make the Kodesh Tameh. Now let's think about this. If we're going to say, V'yam Terasa Tameh Etzel Kodesh, that what a Shmira by Truma is inadequate for Kodesh, so the question is, Tatama Truma L'Kodesh. So even if it's Truma, and even if we're believing him, but we're learning that the Shmira for Truma is not good enough for Kodesh, so how will this be acceptable? Answer them, you can't bring a Raya from there. Because Amalei, Tumah Kaburun Kamarit, there we're speaking about where the Truma and the wine are in one barrel. Tumah Kaburun Shani. That even if we'll say that a person who's careful for Truma, it's not enough of a Shmira for Kodesh, but when the Truma and the Kodesh are together, the Migi, the Mehemana Kodesh, as we just finished saying, we trust the Amoratsim regarding Kodesh. That's why Menami Truma, the Truma that's in the same barrel, we're going to trust him for the Truma as well. And not be concerned that the Truma is not guarded enough as the Kodesh. So we learned that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that if we have Chulin, Shanasa, Taras, Kodesh, it doesn't have the ability to make a Revi B'Kodesh. Again, that means even though we've been learning in an Ashurim that under certain circumstances there is Revi B'Kodesh, but the Gemara is teaching us that by Chulin Shenasu Atar Sakodesh, that halacha does not apply. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Hunabanosan to Rabbi Yitzchak from a Mishnah Masechta Taras Peribay, Mishnah Vav, Hasheni Shebechulim, Metama Mashke Chulin. If you have something that's a Sheni, Letumah, and it comes in contact with liquid, that liquid becomes a rishon. U'paisel oich le'truma to the degree that it makes a person the truma into a shlishi, and as we say, shlishi le'truma is possible because it doesn't go further. V'shlishi shebechulin is matama mashki kodesh, u'paisel oich le'kodesh. The shlishi makes a revi. And where was the said bechulin shenasa atayr sekodesh? So we see from that mishnah that there is a concept of revi bekodesh, even by chulin shenasa atayr sekodesh. But Rabbi Yitzchak has been telling us that by chulin shenasa atayr sekodesh there is no revi. And says the Gemara, we're going to have to say tenoihi. This question of a shlishi makes a revi by chulin shenasa atayr sekodesh says the Gemara's machlokes tenoim. The Tanya chulin shenasa atayr sekodesh harein kechulin. Rabbi Lazarus, the tree like chulin. Rabbi Lazarus, tzadikama, harayen ketruma, the tree like truma, latam shnayim, elif salachad. The rishon and sheni have the ability to spread tumah further. The shlishi does not have the ability to spread tumah further. And that's why the word posel is used. And this is the opinion that Rabbi Yitzchak based his opinion on. That when he said that a Kodesh, Shlishi doesn't make Revi, only something which is inherently Kodesh, we gave examples earlier, not by something which is Chulin al Tarsa Kodesh, because there's no Revi by them. And therefore, if there's no Revi, there's no Shlishi making a Revi. The Tana of the Mishnah that we quoted from Masechta Taharis disagrees, and he holds that by Kodesh there's a Revi, and not only by Kodesh is there a Revi, but it makes a Revi by even by Chulin, Shanas, Ataris, HaKodesh. So the way we now have, We have a number of opinions. Tana, with the Mishnah that we just quoted, says that Chulin Shanas Ataras HaKadosh are treated like Kodesh, and there's a Revi. Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzedek says that they're treated like Truman, they have a Shlishi. And the Tanakama versus in the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzedek says that they're like Chulin, and we don't treat them so stringently as we learned in the previous year because they're uncommon and they don't even have a Shlishi. We begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a new sugya. One of the halachas that we often speak about in Shas is the halacha of food being tamei, and not only that we speak about food being tamei, but food, an only way that food becomes tamei is if it's mukshel kabel tama, and that's if it became wet first. Then and only then will the halacha be that it can become mukshel kabel tama. One of those liquids that can make a food mukshel kabel tama is blood. And there are many, as we're going to see in our shiur and shiurim, there are different types of blood. There's something that's called dam chalolim. That's an animal or a person that were killed. And blood comes out as from that stabbing. That's called dam chalolim. The pasuk says the dam chalolim yishta. It's equivalent to water, so it certainly machshta. Then you have dam shchita. Dam shchita is the blood that comes out when we shecht an animal, and we're going to have a machloikus in our shiurim if that dam is machshta. Then we have blood that exits the body after a person passes away, and that too is a question if it's machshta. And then we have blood that comes out because somebody had a wound. And here too, there's going to be a machloikus if it's machshu or not. Says the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, if an animal was slaughtered, huchshu b'shchita, that they become mukshel kabel tama, even though no blood came out, and therefore those animals did not get wet, they become mukshel kabel tama because of the shchita. To which says the Gemara, Omer of Asi, Omer of Shimon, Shchitasai, just shechting the animal is enough machsheris. Because Rashi explains, since by doing the Shchita, we were going to be allowed to eat the meat now, and since it accomplishes that we could eat the meat, that's why the halacha is that it's machsher for being the meat for Kabbalah's Tumah. Others say that the reason is because the Shechita takes away the Isser of Evin Menachai. And therefore, since it takes away is the Isser of Evin Menachai, that's why the Halach is that Shechita has the ability to be, that's why Shechita has the ability to be machsher Kabbalah's Tumah. However, the dam, says Rav Shimon, the dam that exits the body at the time of Shechita is not the kind of dam that's machshel kabel tuma. Lema Masayelei, says the Gemara, this halacha that we just learned in the name of Rav Shimon, the Gemara wants to say, our Mishnah supports, because the Mishnah said Rav Shimon Omer, huchshu b'shechita, my love. Wasn't Rav Shimon mean to say shchita? It's only the shchita that's machsher the meat, the loy dam. Says Mar, it's not a compelling raya that loy after shchita. And in other words, that Rav Shimon is going to hold that the dam that comes out by shchita is machsher. But Rav Shimon now is telling us that even if there was no dam that came out by the shchita, it's going to be machsher because shchita alone is machsher. Tashma, Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says to Chachamim, "V'chi adam machsher, v'loy shchita machsheres." So again, isn't that a raya that that dam is not machsher according to Rav Shimon? Says the Gemara, "No, and this is the way to understand." Hachkamulhem, v'chi dam belva machsher. Is it only dam that could be machsher meat? Af shchita also machsheres. Tashma. So Gemara brings a raya from Mishnah Masechta Machshirin. The Mishnah says there, Rav Shimon Omer dam ha-meis, the dam of an animal that died on its own, Ain a makshir does not have the ability to makshir the food to be mekabel tuma. My laugh, isn't that an indication that's only blood that came out that from an animal that died by itself? But dam shchita, if you have dam shchita, it would have the ability to be makshir, because as the Maram explains, if Rav Shimon holds that even dam shchita is not makshir, why does he only speak about dam ames? He should have even said daloch by dam shchita. Says the Maram, what he means to teach us, loy dam chalolim, an animal that was stabbed to death is makshir. And as we said moments ago, why is dam chalolim even according to Rav Shimon makshir? Because the pasuk says dam chalolim yishta. But according to this understanding, Rav Shimon's opinion is that dam shchita is not makshir. So says the Gemara, if that's the halacha, shouldn't Rav Shimon have told us, as we said a minute ago, lashmina dam shchita, that dam shchita is not makshir, and if dam shchita is not makshir, kol shkein dam ames, that the animal just died by itself, will certainly not be makshir. Answer the Gemara, Dama Meis Itzrichoi. We had to teach the halacha by Dama Meis. Sakadat Chamina. If we didn't have this halacha, we would say, we're learning now that Dam Chalolim, an animal that was stabbed, Rav Shimon is agreeing, is going to be Makshur. Dama Meis is an animal that died on its own. Dam Chalolim is an animal that was stabbed to death by somebody. And we would perhaps think, the Malikotli Iyu, Malikotli Malach Mavis, what's the difference how this animal died? The dam that comes out should always be makshir. Teaches us of Shimon, Kamashwan, that there's a dafkamina. Dam chalolim that was stabbed is makshir. Dam that died on its own, from an animal that died on its own, is not makshir. Says the Gemara, Toshma of Shimon Omer, dam magifasai. If an animal has a wound and expresses blood, ain't a makshir. Isn't the diik? My lav ha dam shchita makshir. And you're saying that Shimon says dam shchita is not makshir. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the dam. That's not the proper diik. Haloi, hadam chalala machshir. Dam e gafasai, Rav Shimon says, is not machshir. Whereas dam chalolim, which we said is a dam that was stabbed, then the halacha is that it's machshir. Av dam shchita. But according to this halacha, dam shchita lai machshir. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, lashmin and dam shchita, if you go and you shecht an animal, the dam is not makshir. So certainly kol shkein dam mikafasai is not makshir. And so the Gemara, no. Dam shkit is not makshir, and dam agaif is not makshir. But we specially had, or Shimon specially had to point out dam megafasai itzuchlei. The dam megafasai of a wound is not makshir. Kusakadat chamina malikat upolga malikat upalga. Why is there a difference if you stab the animal and you caused it to die? Or you didn't cause it to die, but you caused the wound. Maybe if you caused it to die, it's makshir. So certainly in the other case, it's also makshir. Ask the Gemara. So it's very interesting. All types of dam according to Shimon are not makshir. The only dam that's makshir is dam chalolim. So ask the Gemara, why is Rav Shimon saying that only the dam chalolim is makshir, nothing else? Amayshna dam chalolim the makshir, the ksiv, says the Gemara, because we've been saying it throughout our shir. The Torah says, v'dam chalolim yishta. And that's why it's considered like water, and we know that water is makshir. But ask the Gemara, if that's the case, and that's the basis, so ask the v'dam shchita, nam yiksev al oretz tishpachenu kamayim. And if it says, al oretz tishpachenu kamayim, the halacha is that even dam shchita should be makshir. Says the Gemara, hahu, that pasuk of Aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim is not coming to teach us that the dam of shchita is like water, that it has the ability to be makshir. It's coming to teach l'mishri damim de psula mikdash b'no audasa. The halacha is that a behemoth that's kachin that became a balmum, the halacha is you're allowed to redeem it, and you could eat it, and you could eat it. And the pasuk is telling us that the dam of that meat is also muta b'hano. Why would I think differently? Since you're not allowed to shear, even an animal that was kodesh, even if it became Bamum and we're being paid it, the Torah still says it has certain chumras. We're not allowed to shear it, we're not allowed to use it for working. So we would think that the dam of that type of animal, Leboy Kvura, has to be buried. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk of Alaris Teshbechenu Kamayim, says that we could use it, Alaris Teshbechenu Kamayim, we treat it like water. So of course, I saw that the Mefarshim ask, what does Gizav Avoida have to do, what do Gizav Avoida have to do with dam? So the Mefarshim point out, Tosfos points out, that the halacha here is coming to teach us a different rule. And that is that it's also the chalav, the milk of that animal is awesome. So we would think, since the milk is treated like chalav, maybe the blood should be treated like chalav. And just like the chalav, the psulim mikdashim is asur, the dam is asur, teaches us the pasuk alar tishpachenu kamayim. It's a din in the milk, not in the blood. Al Gemara has been teaching us that different levels. If somebody's careful on one level, it doesn't make him careful in another level, and that's why we find throughout Shas that people were careful with whom they eat, because they had people who had different levels of Tumat Tahara. Moreover, I saw that the Paiskim say, Al Gemara just taught us that the halach is that, Al Gemara just taught us that we have to be concerned about the garments and where the wives of Amaratzim sit, because we have to be concerned that they have on them a Tumas Nida, Tumas Ziva. And that's why, apparently, there were people that used to donate different materials for their for the Preichus of Aron HaKadosh. A beged of material that was used for a woman's garment that we're learning now might have on it Tumas Nida, Tumas Ziva. The halacha is that it should not be allowed to be used for making the Preichus of an Aron HaKadosh, given that we're learning in our Gemara, there's always concern that it might be Tumah.